This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Check your calendars. Less than 2 weeks from opening day or the Marie. Famous Missourian.
Mm-hmm. Famous Kansas Cityan, Marie Callender.
He's shaking his head now. Somebody did research. Somebody asked, is cheesecake considered a pie?
No, it's cake. It's in the name.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more specific do we need to get? It's called cheesecake. Is that a pie?
I will say my honorable mention in pie is like a peanut butter cup pie or something
God.
Like
that. Chocolate know what I mean? Peanut butter pie.
Like, is it the Cheesecake Factory, the one that does that one? Is that what you're talking about?
Cheesecake yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. That one. It's not a pie, it's a cake.
Yeah.
But
peanut
yeah,
butter pie is good.
Oh, my.
You don't find peanut butter pie all that often, but I do think that Village Inn, mm-hmm. the Villaggio Inn over here, I think they have
we
a peanut butter
there
pie.
After work someday.
We could do that sometime.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The old diner special.
Get the pie.
That's all we need. I don't want anything else. It'd be like 10:30. I don't need to eat.
Like Perkins. Yeah, used to have pie. Is Perkins still a thing?
Yeah, it's one right by my house.
Is it? Okay.
We had an Uber driver once that didn't say a word the entire time we're in the car. And then we passed a Perkins on the way home. I'm like, man, I wonder if they still have French silk pie. He literally just goes, they do. And then we're back to driving. And
did I was he like, stop?
That's it. That's all he said. He goes, they do. I wish. Did you start? Let's get into the Rich of the Week.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I didn't really want to continue to hammer the golf stuff, but man, Rory McIlroy's just been a Richard this entire week. So he comes out and says, you know, I'm not really part of that generation, so I don't really watch YouTube. Dude, you're 35. Like, you are the definition of that generation that came up with YouTube. You are 2 years younger than I am. You definitely watched YouTube videos, and you said you'd rather watch golf on Saturday and Sunday than watch YouTube golf. That's just simply not true, because if you're watching on Saturday and Sunday, that means you're not playing. That means you missed the cut.
Yeah, and you're not watching if you didn't make the cut, right? Like, if you missed the cut, are you going, like, I know for a fact the majority of NFL players aren't watching the Super Bowl or the championship games. They're not in it. They don't care.
Because a lot of people are mad at Colin Morikawa right now.
Why?
Because he got second place last week in the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Cool.
And he was leading the tournament all day Sunday until, like, the final, like, three or four holes. And on his way out, he just left. And the media is pissed. And
why? So you can get a generic stale quote.
And they say, he goes, I was just upset. And he goes, what you guys think doesn't matter to me. And at that time I was pissed. I wasn't going to give you anything. So I don't really care. He goes, if I could do it an hour after the tournament, I'd have given you whatever you wanted. You guys wanted answers right after I just got a tough loss. After every day I do my workout routine, I do my practices, I do all this stuff. So I didn't feel like I needed to give you anything. And he goes, it doesn't matter to me. And that was the end of that. Whereas
I don't hate that.
I mean, I'm indifferent. to be honest. I'm indifferent.
I mean, I understand it's his part side of the job. It is part of the job.
Because if we're going to clown Cam Newton for getting up at the Super Bowl podium and walking away,
yeah,
we have to have some sort of on both sides.
I think, but I also understand both of those guys. Like, I get why Cam Newton got up and walked away. I get why this guy, you've worked your whole life and then the collapse like that at the end. That's got to be the worst. Like, if you're on a 4-12 football team, that's fine. You suck all year. You get to the ultimate. You're there at the end, and then you collapse like that. Oh, it's got to be brutal.
Oh, my God. Did you see what Drew looks like?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it till just now.
He's got a new haircut.
Yeah, he's got the Dusty Likens haircut with no blonde in it anymore. High fade. No blonde.
Okay. Well, what he's doing is he's trying to look like that fraud Joe Burrow.
We'll get into that, too. But with Cam Newton and Colin Morikawa, where I think there is a difference is Cam Newton made himself loud that entire year. Was the MVP, was 15-1, had a rough game, didn't dive on the fumble, and he probably knew they were going to ask him about that. Whereas Colin Morikawa has been completely introverted his entire career. He's a golfer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get whatever you want to say, but there is some accountability when you're an athlete that at the end of the day, it's like, you think Mahomes want to talk to the media after getting blown out?
Well, that's where I'm going to go back to the Super Bowl. A lot of those guys didn't want to talk to us.
In the locker room.
Like Trey Smith literally goes, Bob, I'm not talking.
And
I'm fine with that. Look, you just got mollywopped. I get it.
I also thought it was fine that they led all their pain and grief on the shoulders of their leader, which was Travis Kelce, who stood there for 5 minutes and owned it.
Yep.
Knowing that he still had to go to the podium, where other guys use the podium, which they can, that's fine.
Right.
Rory McIlroy, and then the guy takes a video of his phone on his phone and says, just like 2011, Rory.
That guy.
And Rory took his phone and then walked away.
Yeah.
And then the media asked Rory.
You know who that guy was, right?
He was I don't know.
No, he's a golfer at the University of Texas.
He's a
Division I golfer, just won something over the weekend. And heckled Rory, and Rory went and took his phone, and then the kid got kicked out of the thing, and now it's a whole big deal.
And he had
for
to send
kid.
An apology. I saw that.
The coach had to send apologies.
So again, Rory McIlroy, Richard, deal with it. If you want to be the face, lean into it and be it. Don't be this Richard that takes people's cell phones, and then when the media asks you about it, and they say, can we ask you about the incident yesterday? No. Why not? Because I don't want you to. And then he just went on, and he's just like, come on, man. So Rory
McIlroy.
That's
the stuff I don't like with athletes, when they know the questions are coming, and then they refuse to answer them. I'd rather have you not show up.
So Rory McIlroy, my Richard of the Week. Go ahead, boys.
Yeah, mine's going to be Mark Gastineau. If you guys remember, him and Brett Favre had an interaction because Mark was, basically trying to hunt down Brett Favre, talk to him about the sack record being broken.
Right.
And well, let's listen to that audio first, just to kind of refresh.
I thought we met a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
That sounds like a guy talking to his wife who won't allow him to go play poker and go get beers with the boys. I want my sack back.
It's very clear halfway through this interaction, Favre's going, okay, you're very unwell.
But you're being serious about this, right? And so Gastineau's now suing ESPN for $25
million. $25
million
because of that viral confrontation.
Million.
That video, that confrontation was done in a public place, pal.
Yeah, dude.
Go pound sand.
You're going up to a Hall of Fame quarterback. People are going to have cameras on him.
Yeah, I mean, it happened. Stop being a baby. Here's Boomer Esiason, if you remember, on Gastineau.
Mark Gastineau is dealing with some medical issues, is he not?
It has to be.
Right, so I can't stand the guy. Mm-hmm. The guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned. And, I know this because he was on the elevator in the West and in Cincinnati telling my buddies who were there to watch the game that you tell your boy Boomer to call an ambulance because he's going down. And he was trying to cheap shot me the whole damn game. Mm. So screw him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I knew he would be pissed because that's exactly what it looked like for Michael Strahan and Brett Favre. It looked exactly like that. So I understand why he's pissed. But screw him. I don't care.
Anti-Richard of the Week.
Stick it to him, Boomer.
Screw this guy. He's a jerk.
Mark Gastineau is dealing with some medical issues. Is he not?
Yeah. It has to be.
Right. So I can't stand the guy. Okay. The guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch.
All righty.
I love how he sets it up to where you think he's going to be like forgiving.
He's not well.
He's got issues, right? Yeah. I don't care. The guy sucks.
Wow. But he's not wrong. I mean, Gastineau was a dirty ass player. And, you know, I know he played right before the era where guys got paid and whatnot. And, you know, losing his sack record, probably a big deal for him. He maybe made money off of that, but you can't sue ESPN for $25 million. If you wanted to have a private conversation with Brett Favre, take him back to an office or something, man, behind closed doors and do it there.
Or do it like in a cheeky, sarcastic, passive way.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Fall guy?
Right.
Yeah. Brett Fall?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Right.
You know? But again, he can't do that because he's not there.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that should have already happened 25
and
years
where's
ago.
Where's his manager? Be like, Mark, we'll do this somewhere else. There, look behind you. Because on all the full swing stuff, like, they know where the Netflix cameras are.
Of course.
Because, like, Rory, there's a Rory and Shane Lowry episode, and, like, he asked Shane Lowry, he's like, you want to go get something to eat? And Shane Lowry's like, yeah, as long as we're alone. Because they just want some sort of, like, they know they're there. Again, they have managers. I'm not saying Gastineau has to realize that, but you got to have your manager step up and be like, hey, dude, like, come on, let's get out of here. Let's go talk to him somewhere else. That's what they're paid for.
Yeah. All right, here's mine.
I already know where this is going.
I hate when people do things that impact others. Okay, selfish acts that impact others or something.
In a negative way.
Yeah. A selfish act that impacts somebody else or other people just drive me up a wall. Air India Flight 126 had been soaring over Greenland that took off from Chicago when passengers flushed bags, rags, and clothes down the lavatory johns, rendering 8 of the 12 toilets inoperable. Due to the malfunction, the jet was forced to turn back to Chicago 5 hours into the 14-hour flight. While the airline had been closer to Europe at the time, making several European cities the most obvious diversion destinations, they decided to return to the Windy City because of, quote, restrictions on night operations at most of the European airports.
Mm. Oh, my God.
So you're 5 hours into the flight. Idiots are flushing clothes down the toilets, jamming the toilets, and you've got to turn back and go 5 hours the other way. So now you're 10 hours into a 14-hour flight and you're back where you started because idiots are flushing their clothes?
Well, I have so many questions.
Well, yeah.
I'd have to be restrained. Like physically.
I would turn into the woman that was dead on the flight. I would put a blanket over me. I can't take this anymore.
This isn't the first time that Air India has been plagued by flyers using the lavatory as a trash compactor. We flew Air India years ago to Europe one time.
Is it like they're getting rid of drugs, you think?
I don't know. Our teams have previously, but you're going through security and all that. Like, so our teams have previously also found objects such as blankets, underwear, diapers, among waste having been flushed down the toilets on other flights.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Like, they're taking their pants off and then just letting it go down that high-powered, like, suction of a toilet?
Yeah, like, I guess I don't need this anymore. Let me flush it on the plane.
I mean, just throw it away.
You would think.
Just don't.
Or don't bring it with you. Like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pack this bag full of everything we own, and then halfway through the flight, I'll give you the signal. We'll start flushing our clothes.
Oh, I'd be so pissed because I'm already terrible at flying. Like, I already can't handle it. 5 hours in, and then it's like 5 hours back.
Mm. Right. And so now you're 10 hours and you're back to where you started 10 out. I mean,
I'm just not
Air India is offering full refunds to people.
Oh, and things.
Better than that, you know,
minus the flushers.
They offer full refunds for the fiasco, but this was little consolation for the flyers who claimed they had to go through a lot. Yeah. They used the term rigmarole.
Oh, I would have turned into rigor mortis.
I mean, nobody likes flying, right? It's a pain in the ass. The airlines have messed everything up. Everybody's mad at the airport. Like, you see people at their worst at the airport. And then when that plane takes off, you can kind of relax a little bit, have a cocktail. Okay, it's a 14-hour flight. Attention flight. We're over Greenland, and we're turning around and going back to Chicago because we've got people flushing their clothes.
And it's going to be a tailwind and towards the... It's going to be a nose wind, so it's going to be slower.
Exactly right.
Right.
I mean, seriously... I would have thought I was on some kind of candid camera if somebody came in and said, we're turning around 5 hours into a flight because somebody's been flushing their underwear.
I'd be like, are they reuniting punked? Is Ashton Kutcher going to come out of here out of nowhere?
I mean, can we just throw these people out the plane, flush them down the toilet if they're doing, like, seriously?
I think everybody that was not involved should have gotten extra plane shooters to make the plane ride fun.
Yeah.
Take your seatbelts off, walk around, Anybody, there's a 5-minute window to join the Mile High Club.
What do you think about the opportunity to just pummel those people who were doing it? The people are in section row 21, seat A. Go out there and beat the snot out of that gentleman.
Somebody already said in the text line they're swinging. Like they said they're swinging.
Yes.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that length of a flight and turning around that long into it.
A couple of flushes. We move on to Cooper Flagg, a guy that cannot miss the tournament because of one major point that we discuss on the other side on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
I don't know what he said either. is the name of the title of this song. No, it's Friday. Carly XCX.
Carly Jepsen?
That's it.
I just heard that that song turned a certain age not too long ago.
Which song?
Call Me Maybe? The only song?
How old did it turn?
That's up to Mac. I bet Mac was...
I was going to say
Mac was 13 when Call Me Maybe came out.
I was
going to
say 14? Yeah.
I was going to say probably about 15 years old.
Yeah, I'd say it's up there. By the way, I don't know if you guys have seen these on social media. What the Royals are doing with this Hall of Fame stuff is insanely awesome.
I love them. They're great. So cool. Quick 30-second videos, you know, kind of letting you know Alex Gordon's going into the mm-hmm. Hall of Fame. Yeah. It's fun, man.
Spoiler.
If you didn't figure it out yourself, that's on you, and we probably should check you. Okay? It's pretty obvious it's Alex Gordon.
Yeah, and then a friend of the show, Eric Hosmer, put up a GIF of Dumb and Dumber. He must work out.
I guarantee you there is somebody that goes, oh, man, you spoiler alerted. 100%. I didn't know that was Gordon.
Oh,
you
didn't? It was Butler.
Man, I really thought it was going to be Garcia.
I could have sworn it was going to be Jorge Bonifacio.
Oh, I really thought it was Omar Infante.
I thought it was going to be Eunile Escobar. Or I read it.
Alcides?
No.
Unieski Betancourt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought it was Nori Aoki. You ruined it for me, Fesco.
Royals great Juan Gonzalez. Yeah. Even he didn't show up for that.
No. Royals great Benito Santiago.
Oh, man. He's in their front office, or was, right?
The Royals?
Benito Santiago? Oh. I thought he was doing something up there.
No, he got out of town real fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could have sworn he was doing something.
I'm sure he is, but I don't know what.
I thought it was with the Royals. I really did think it was with the Royals.
No,
I thought there was.
I could be totally wrong. I don't think Benito Santiago's the Royals.
I thought he was doing something where he was sitting next to George Brett during a game for a while. I don't know. Maybe I'm high. It is Friday.
Yeah.
So yesterday was something that just could not have happened. And that was Cooper Flagg getting hurt.
Yeah.
Devastating. Now, I do want to say shout out to the people of DraftKings. Because we had a little sidebar conversation of this.
Mm-hmm.
Since Cooper Flagg was injured and didn't return to the game, we are issuing you a bonus bet as a courtesy. Thank you for your loyalty. That's a sad thing to hear them tell me that. Thank you for your loyalty. So he goes out. DraftKings gives everybody a free bonus bet. Which
that's
will be
the
used
beauty
to,
of underdog, too. They give you that. You know, if somebody gets hurt, they give you that entry back, you know, early on in the game, like Cooper Flagg was yesterday.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, Cooper Flagg has to be in March Madness. So it's the similarity that I thought of was Bobby Witt Jr. gets hit in the wrist, and everybody's like, oh, my God, is it severe? Now, Cooper Flagg's ankle or foot or leg, whatever, mm-hmm. is going to be fine, they say. X-ray's negative. But the hell with the ACC tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to see him anymore. Be ready by next Thursday or Friday, whenever Duke plays as the number one overall seed out mm-hmm. in the East Coast. But Cooper Flagg has to be in this tournament. He has to play in this tournament. He is the national player of the year. He will be the number one overall draft pick if he elects to go out, which he should. It'd be a bad business decision if he does not. But he's got to play, man.
Got to play. I mean, this is part of the reason and how you grasp, you know, some of the secondary sports fans. Like, we're all going to fill out a bracket, right? But people are going to want a reason to watch. Cooper Flagg has been nothing but the talk of college basketball all year long. Everybody knows who he is, even me, who started watching college basketball yesterday. You know who this guy is. You know what he's capable of doing. You know he's a name. And he's a polarizing guy because you're either a Puke fan or you're not. And you're either rooting for them or you're rooting against them. Mm-hmm. And I think Puke is one of those teams in college basketball that people do saddle up and genuinely root against. Right. Mm-hmm. We've done it for the better part of three generations now where Duke plays and it's like, all right, enough of them. We want to see them go down. You have your Puke fans and your non-Puke fans. And so with Cooper Flagg not being part of this thing, it potentially not being part of this thing, it definitely takes the luster away from the NCAA tournament. I'm not one of these guys that roots for injury. I'm one of these guys that wants everybody to play because I want to see the best, right? And if we get the NCAA tournament and the best player in the country, the best player we've had in maybe a generation, can't play in this thing, oh, that sucks, man. It's going to not be as good of a tournament.
Text line comes today to save your boy. Jason Kendall is who I was thinking of.
Oh, but Kendall,
same
position.
But yeah, Jason Kendall was the guy I was thinking of. I
had fun on a flight with Kendall one time.
I bet that guy partied. But yeah, thank you to the 913 and to the 816. Yeah, Jason Kendall, my bad. But yeah, I think that when you look at, you know,
back what could Southwest gave you booze
and two free checked bags. Don't do that anymore. But no, I think that the flag injury is terrible because for one, like he can bring people to the sport.
Right.
And he's entertaining enough because of how he moves on the court, being the gigantic human that he is, but can be a distributor, can be a scorer, can be a rebounder, can be a blocker, can do anything he basically wants. And we've seen it all year for those of you that have followed the game this year. Not a lot of people really tune in until yesterday, which is, I'm not arguing that.
And yet. I told you guys yesterday, I said, this isn't college basketball anymore. This is the tournament now. And to me, it's two completely different sports.
I don't hate that take because I didn't know that Zeke Mayo existed. And at one point yesterday in the game, he had 5 threes. In the game before that, he had 5. At one point, he was 10 of 16 from the arc.
That's unbelievable.
Everybody in Lawrence this year is like, where's that been all year? Well, the stakes have upped.
Yeah.
The tensions are there.
And you can just see it.
Oh, and it's great. Yeah. You see it in the coaches. Yeah. I watched Arizona's coach like smack the floor yesterday like he was a point guard waiting to be playing defense. I'm like, even the coaches turn up a little bit more. Even the players, and it's for obvious reasons. Like, you're going for something. Like, some of these teams, like Texas yesterday, double overtime.
Oh, my God.
They were the first team out. Now they're the last team in.
Right.
Just like that. And it's like that sort of magic and that sort of like...
It hurts Alex's Boise State Buccaneers or whatever they are.
Maybe Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see this sort of stuff happen and you see these sort of games develop. And now we get into Friday of conference tournament, which Saturday's even better because then Saturday's championship Saturday.
Right.
Sunday's selection Sunday. And then they go back and say, well, in the tournament, if they'd have gotten to like the second or third round, maybe they get in, but they didn't get in. And then this is also where you develop these teams that, like, maybe when you do fill out your bracket, you're like, oh, they got them as a 7. They're better than that. They had a really bad regular season. Remember UConn? You guys remember UConn a couple years ago, the first year they won the title?
UConn, do it!
Yeah. First year UConn won the title, they started off really bad. And then they went on this, like, amazing streak and won the entire thing. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, their record didn't indicate what they were because they got off to a bad start. Then they got into conference play, did really well, got into the tournament of the conference tournament, and then just bulldozed the competition. 2 rings, Baldy.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the things that, like, you get to kind of see because, to be fair, to your point all along, you don't necessarily have to watch college basketball season to understand where it ends.
Everybody knows where it ends.
Right. Yeah. It starts second week of March, and it ends in April, early on in April. And
April 7th.
And that's where everything is looked at. That's where the microscope is focused on. And by the time the end of the tournament is, you're like, oh, I watched basketball for 6 weeks. And I can tell you 3 players on this team, 2 players on that team. A lot of people probably couldn't name 5 players in college basketball that aren't on their local team.
Well, and I think what we see in this month of March with college basketball is I think what every sport is trying to figure out how to do all season long, and that's have that intensity ratcheted up. And that's why you have to have something to be playing for at all times. Like 162 baseball games, as big a baseball fans as you and I are, and we are, and so get ready for the spring because we dial into baseball. I mean, I will watch a game if it's on. I love the sport. But I also know there's really not much at stake in May. There really isn't. Tuesday in May, there's not a lot at stake. But you can see the intensity and you can feel the intensity through your TV set of those kids and those coaches in the month of March because everybody's making their NIL money now and everybody's got their cash and all their stuff. But at the end of the day, there's still college kids that want to play in that NCAA tournament. And there's still something big on the line. And that drives them. Like I said, I was watching the Dayton game. We combined DePaul and Creighton into one, you know, one word, and it's Dayton. And I'm watching that game yesterday because our friend Nick Costos of BetMGM Network tweeted out that Gus Johnson and Bill Raftery were on the call. I'm like, cool. So I turned it on. got stuck on that game for a while, and I'm glad I did. Because it went to double overtime. And as the second, I mean, you could just see these kids gutting it out and gutting it out. So this Zeke Mayo, whoever the hell that is, why hasn't that been there all year long? Because those games don't matter. Now they matter, and you see guys raise their level of play. It's outstanding. It's human nature. That's why we have to make games over the course of all of these regular seasons. We got to stop looking at every game as a moneymaker and look at it for a way to be intense and have something important attached to it to make it even bigger, because you just see, like, the switch legitimately gets flipped in college basketball when you go to March. Coaches and players and fans, man.
No doubt about it. Mac, let's get into one word as we do it here at 9:30 on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's do it. All right, let's start with our guy, Joe Burrow. This stats came up, and Bob, you've been clinging to this take now for a couple of months. You really like this. Joe Burrow is a fraud. One word. They basically, you know, show side-by-side Andy Dalton and Joe Burrow stats through their first five seasons. Andy Dalton has a better record. He has five playoff appearances.
Not just a better record. He has 12 more wins than Joe Burrow.
50-26-1 to 38-30-1 are the records. Better yards per completion, better QBR, and less sacks taken, which is kind of a weird stat. But what would you say for that one word between those stats?
Eye-opening.
Irrelevant. Yeah. Two seasons Joe Burrow missed like so many games. I don't think Andy Dalton's ever hurt. So he's got more games. Of course, he has more wins.
But more playoff appearances, 5-2.
Fair. Patrick Mahomes didn't exist.
But still, I mean, like, Joe Burrow is a product of the media. This guy has made his career off of coming to Arrowhead and beating the Chiefs in the second half of that game. If that game doesn't happen, I don't know that we're considering Joe Burrow one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But because of that game, he's now got this grandfathered in that he's this god.
I mean, if you were to tell me right now, because Andy Dalton's in the league, you can go have him on your team.
Is he still playing?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's signed with the Panthers.
Remember?
You can go have Andy Dalton. Or you
the
can
Giants
have Joe
should have taken him. Yeah.
You think the Giants would rather have Andy Dalton or Joe Burrow?
Andy Dalton wins in the playoffs.
Okay. Andy Dalton or Gardner Minshew. Would have been nice to have the Red Rifle.
You know who the Giants may sign today?
Yeah. Saw it last night. Joe Flacco. That's right, baby. Neck hair Flacco.
Why aren't you getting Jameis Winston?
If that happens, and I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm moving to my cabin in the woods. They took Joe Flacco over me.
But maybe Aaron Rodgers didn't want the Giants.
I don't give a rip. They took Joe Flacco over you. And I don't think he did. I think he wants anything. I saw a sign yesterday he was holding up. It says, "We'll work for Giants food."
Are there memes of him with signs?
Oh, yeah. We'll do moose stuff. What is moose stuff? Well, you watch me drink some water out of the lake down there, or, you know, wherever your mind
goes.
I'm
sure the internet won yesterday with Aaron Rodgers memes.
Oh,
that's fantastic. You got to show me. I haven't seen any of those. That's great.
It's fantastic.
So the Giants are like Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, or Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's what you're looking at. Just draft somebody, man. Trade up to number one and get Cam Ward. Just say F it at this point.
I mean, honestly, Joe Flacco is a much better teacher than Aaron Rodgers would be.
Yeah.
I like that angle of it. At least,
yeah.
Let's do Aaron Rodgers. One word on Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings.
Farvian.
Complete.
What about? Oh, I like the complete word. That's good.
One word on Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers.
Awesome.
Okay.
For our business, Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh and watching that dynamic with Mike Tomlin and him, and seeing what he does to that Arthur Smith guy who was the leading candidate to get the North Carolina job. They actually wanted him over Bill Belichick, and then Belichick's girlfriend got involved with emails or something. But I think Tomlin and Rodgers would be the best dynamic we've ever seen. Rodgers starts doing stuff, and Tomlin's like,
Yeah, but go ahead.
I think Rodgers needs somebody to check him. I don't think he's ever had anybody check him.
I would fear that there'd be like a younger coach than him trying to be like, well, I actually know what I'm doing. And then Rodgers would be like, oh, you know what you're doing? I knew it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Californian.
What are you doing here?
Taking the 5 to the 41 to the expressway.
Up the South Expressway?
Greg?
Okay, one word on this Cowboys beef, because this kind of went crazy on Twitter yesterday. DeMarcus Lawrence has a video of him kind of saying, well, Dallas is my home, but I know for sure I'm never going to win a Super Bowl there. Micah Parsons says, this is what rejection and envy looks like. This is some clown S with a clown emoji. And DeMarcus Lawrence says, you know what? I'll reply. His calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left. One word on this.
Outstanding. Truth. You're not winning a championship in Dallas.
Nope.
And if anybody's going to say that, give me somebody that has been there and gone through the mud and the water to be there. You're not winning a championship. As long as Jerry Jones and his son are involved with that team, you are not winning a championship in Dallas. I know that for a fact. Yeah.
I've been saying it for 15 years, and now DeMarcus Lawrence says it. It's like gospel.
Well, it's just be, yeah.
No, it's, I'm kidding, but it's evident. I mean, Jerry Jones has been passed by the football side of the game, the business side of the game. Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean... At this point, it's going to take a lot for the Cowboys to ever be even relevant again as far as contenders are concerned. But their fans will do the whole thing again. They'll have hope. All right, so Najee Harris went to the Chargers this week, yesterday or the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Najee Harris' possibility. Well, Jim Harbaugh has some history. I just want one word on this Jim Harbaugh-Najee Harris story.
Is it worms with guns or not afraid of birds?
It's close. It's even better.
Did you guys know the story of Jim Harbaugh trying to recruit Najee Harris in college? So Najee Harris was like one of the like a top 10 recruit. He was like the number 2 running back in America. He commits to like Alabama as a sophomore. And then Jim Harbaugh decides that he had just gotten Rashawn Gary, who was the number 1 prospect in America. And he wanted Najee Harris. So he like goes full tilt after Najee, including Jim Harbaugh went to Najee Harris's high school, dressed in all high school clothing, and announced the prom king and prom queen at a football game.
Whoa.
What? And he literally it was shameless. It's insane. I think it's way too much.
It's like somebody's dad like coming downstairs and playing beer pong with the kids. It's like, we actually don't need that.
Najee Harris has not decided between Bama or Michigan. Bama gave him a plane ticket. Michigan gave him a plane ticket. He hasn't talked to either, and he doesn't know what flight he's going to get on. So he's there, and he's in the hotel lounge, and Tua is just there. Tua is just there reading the Bible. And he's like, are you going to Alabama? Tua's like, yeah, I am. You should come to Bama. And Najee's like, all right, I'll go to Bama. And then he just got on the plane and went to Alabama.
So Tua is responsible, or is it, or is it God?
Both. Well, some would say Tua as a vessel.
The Lord.
Through the Bible. Yeah. But they won the championship the next year, but Najee's like, that's, I watched this video of him today. He actually is like, that's how I made the decision.
Jeez. So one word on Jim Harbaugh going to a high school prom and announcing the king and queen.
Do you want to try to do the same one at the same time?
Awesome.
Oh, okay. I took the opposite approach. Cringe.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. But I mean, yes. I think that would be
all high school clothing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a video of it, man. Oh, yeah. He's wearing all high school gear.
I mean.
And he didn't land him.
Caught, locked, ready to rock.
It's the right term is par for the course. That's, I mean, this is who Jim Harbaugh is.
This is what he does.
Yeah, I mean, if.
And he's not going to change because he's in the NFL. He's still going to be that guy, and people are going to look at, like, even Najee Harris back then. Like, this cat showed up, like, to the prom? Like, you know. It's not as bad as that nitwit at LSU who faked an accent and danced.
Family. Brian Kelly.
Oh.
Family.
And then did the, like, spin cameras.
Oh, yeah. So bad.
Family.
No, but Harbaugh couldn't get Najee 5 or 6 years ago, and now he's like, I'm going to do it now.
Now you can. Hey, man, things come full circle. That's why you never burn a bridge. You never know. 5 years down the line, who knows? Hey, Najee Harris, you're a free agent. Come on in.
Somebody from the text line, one word is tracks.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's perfect.
Exactly right. That's,
yeah, well, if worms had machine guns and arms, birds would be afraid of them.
I mean,
if worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
If I told you there was one coach that showed up to a prom dressed like a high school kid to recruit a football player, I'm not giving you 2 guesses.
Yep.
Or I'm giving you 100 and your first 99 don't count.
Don't count, yeah. I mean, like, who else would it be?
It's today.
Oh, my God.
Not that cannabis guy.
Oh, I heard that. I had to get that on here. It's too good.
I love stuff like that.
I know.
That's,
it's
great.
Fun.
That's not AI with the worms had machine guns.
I don't think so, man.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Smoking cannabis, whatever.
I mean, somebody was smoking cannabis when you're thinking about worms with machine guns. Like, that is 100%. 3:15 after everyone's out of class in college, sitting on the couch, the living room's completely smoked out.
100%.
And you're like, dude, could you imagine if worms had machine guns?
Smoking cannabis?
Yes, I was, if I had that conversation.
I mean, there's like some of the conversation Spectre used to have with us. Like, I sent you the one that yesterday, who would win a fight between celery and broccoli?
Ugh.
That was a conversation my friend Paul and I had. These are the conversations we have. These are the thoughts from the garage. And he sends me this, you know, say, who would win a fight, celery or broccoli? And I was like, I think broccoli would beat celery. And then I asked you guys if you had to pick the five fruits or vegetables to defend your country with, which five fruits or vegetables would you have to defend your country against outside attacks? Think about it. I mean, grapes, because you could throw them.
Yeah, mustard gas.
That's not a vegetable or a fruit.
Mustard seed is not a vegetable. It's an herb.
It's a seed.
I like this thought, though. This is a good thought.
And Spectre used to, like, if you could have five animals defend Kansas City, like, which five animals would you do? But which five fruits and vegetables do you think would be the best to have to defend your country?
Watermelon.
Okay.
Remember when that lady tried to slingshot one and almost, like, beheaded herself?
Yeah. Coconuts.
Slingshot. I mean, do coconuts grow in the United States?
Yeah.
I just didn't know where.
Yeah, and they're hard, you know?
I mean, really hard, yeah.
Get somebody in the temple and knock them out.
Or kill them.
Or just hold it in their temple and pound the side of their head.
He gripped his teeth very hard when he did that.
Like, I mean, if I was on that flight, I'd be looking for a coconut, I'll tell you. If you're flushing your clothes.
Yeah. I'm sure the text line's got some fruit.
I mean, carrots would be good because you could stab somebody's eyes with the pointy ends.
Carrots would be good.
Yeah.
Somebody says Brussels sprouts and artichokes. Don't those artichokes have, like, those pointy things?
Yeah, they're pointy. They're sharp.
You're a smart one. You're getting pointed by an artichoke.
You could stab somebody.
A nice hard avocado.
Have you ever had the stuffed artichoke at Carmen's in Brookside?
No. Coming up on the other side, no artichoke, but we get to our can of corn of the weekend on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
A couple of things that are good news for you fellas out there that love sports, maybe for you females love sports too, who knows? Ted Lasso season 4 is coming soon. For those of you that love that show, I'm sure Rob Britton will take the week off next week just to consume that or whenever it comes out.
I don't know, Rob. I think the show is a little stale, just like Kelsey.
And the Royals play today at 3:10. Lineup's out.
Is it really already?
Yep.
No, it's not. Is it really? Wow, that's early for the lineup.
Give it to me, baby. Let's go.
Garcia, Renfro, Pasquantino, Velasquez, Lofton, Biggio, Waters, O'Keefe, Tolbert, and Huaca.
Are they even trying Waters, O'Keefe, and Tolbert? Come on now. Are you trying to win a game? What the hell's going on out there?
Somebody get Q on the phone.
Seriously, call Q.
So did Spec say which fruits and vegetables he would use to defend his city?
He did not. No. Okay. We ended up talking about animals defending Kansas City is his question.
Right, yeah.
If worms had machine guns.
Spec was just ahead of his time.
Smoking cannabis?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, smoking cannabis. Those dudes making those hats that say tetis and assholes.
I mean, like...
And anals.
Yeah, what are we doing? I mean... those are going for like $1,000 on eBay now.
No.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Mm.
One frat dude's going to kill it, though.
Good.
Somebody brought up a really good point to defend your city with a vegetable or a fruit.
Okay.
Potato gun.
Well, that'd be good, yeah.
I mean, you're the first person axed. But we know how they do with snipers. Lines. You know, they find the sniper, try to find that guy first.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy that had like the flamethrower. Quick life expectancy in the military. Like, I mean, it was like...
Yeah, the potato gun takes a lot to reload because when we were kids, Nino's dad used to make these things out of these Slim Fast cans. Back in the day, the Slim Fast would come in an aluminum can, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so you would stack them, and then he would drill this hole in the side of the Slim Fast can and pour, like, I think it was... And again, I was a kid, so you don't really remember everything. We just knew this guy was like a pyro and was having fun with us. And you would... drill a hole in the bottom and then like pour rubbing alcohol in, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then you would shake it out. So all the liquid would go out, but the fumes would still be. And then you'd light it and you start shooting, you know, potatoes or tennis balls at each other.
It is Friday, the end of the show, 9:45. We do our can of the corn of the weekend, which is something that just easily will happen to enjoy over the weekend. What is your can of corn on your vacation?
For vacation, it's vacation. Yeah. But I think if you're looking at the sports world, you load up the station wagon, kids. But I think from the sports world, like the easy thing to do is kick back, just enjoy college basketball this weekend.
Look at you,
because it's not college basketball this weekend. It's the tournament this weekend. It is like kids are playing for. their last opportunity. The NIL, to me, is out the window at this point. We're not worried about how much money kids are making for the NIL. They all want to make the NCAA tournament. So you're going to see outstanding, fun games because there's a lot on the line for these kids this weekend.
Hell yeah. From Bob to Robert when it comes to college. It's not Bob. It's Robert when it comes to the college basketball tournaments.
That's right.
During the race, it's Bob, man. Yeah, just, you know. Man, whatever.
Come March 14th, that's Robert.
I get
Robert.
My endorsements, you know. I get to worry about NIL. Come to the tournament. Oh, it's a new man,
it
baby.
It is. It's a completely different. It's exciting. It's fun. It's enjoyable. Because awesome. Everything's on the line. You're playing for your life, you know. So they play great. They coach great. The energy's there. The buildings are
energy,
fun.
The energy shift in a sport from one week to the next. I don't know if there's another one like March Madness.
No, nothing like that. Because it goes from dormant to so excited back to dormant. Like, this time in 2 weeks, we'll already have, obviously, the first weekend, and it will be into the Sweet 16. Some will already know who the Elite Eight are, yeah. You know, at this time in 2 weeks. And it won't have the same feel. It won't have the same, you know, that this has. I think a lot of it has to do. I asked you guys this question yesterday. A lot of the reason why the tournament is huge is because it's all day, right? You're playing games all day. If you consolidated this thing into 16 sites on Friday and 16 sites on Thursday and just play two doubleheaders at 6 and 8:30, I don't think the tournament would be as big. But because it's spread out all day, everybody's watching all day, I think that adds to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Can of corn, Mac?
Well, if we get to chill today, it's us. I mean, it's just going to be me and the dogs this weekend. Hannah's out of town, so...
Already leaving you, huh?
That's a brioche. Yeah, already piecing out. But yeah, no, just hanging out, basketball.
Where did she go? Back to Nashville again?
Yeah, her sister's getting married, so they're trying on dresses and stuff.
Oh, that's fun. You didn't get to go?
Didn't get to go this time.
That's too bad. You would have loved it.
Is that where they take the picture and it says, I said yes to the dress?
Yes to the dress. The Woo girls.
Are they going to, are there going to be big wedding plans for this affair?
Yeah, she's doing a destination wedding.
Where at?
Somewhere in Europe. I can't remember. July. No, past that. It's this year, like in the fall. I've got to get my passport.
You're going to miss Chiefs football for that?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It ain't good to miss that time in the fall. You take your vacation before kickoff, brother.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. And sports radio.
Jay Binkley's about to call you on your way home. Think they shut Mac.
If you're a real Chiefs fan, you ain't going to this wedding.
Yeah.
Real Chiefs fan, they don't go to weddings in September.
Why do women do this? They know that the football happens in the fall. Hey, what are you doing? It happens in the winter, the fall, and a little bit of summer. So what time do you go do stuff? Spring. March. You know college basketball is going on this weekend, Jay. Yeah, I get the draft. It's much more better than basketball.
That's the real conversation. And my wife and I got married on April 12th. That was the week we picked because basketball tournament was over. Football hadn't started. It was, you know, spring. So that's like, all right, let's get married then because it's not during the football season.
Bob had two rules. Get married in the spring and soft butter on the table.
That's it.
Those are the only two rules. Simple guy.
Actually, my wife was more concerned about the she wanted to get married on like New Year's and Christmas and have all the decorations up and stuff like that. I'm like, then you're dealing with weather, you know? And everybody was traveling for our wedding because everybody was from out of town. So.
Nice.
We got people flying in for this thing. It could be snow. I'm not interested in that. That'd be a mess. Then you're crying. Penny can't make it for Cleveland. I love my aunt.
That's Jen?
Well, if her Aunt Betty didn't make it, or whatever aunt she has.
Sound like Carrington talking to Rob.
No, the Carrington talking to Rob would be like, you can't have your wedding in the fall, Rob. I know, Carrington. I've got to watch that Nebraska-Iowa game.
It's so good.
I'm going to tell you what, Rob, that Nebraska-Iowa game is going to be next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything. Do not get married.
Yeah, tell you what, Carrington, you're actually right about that.
There you go. Nice.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Dusty, you.
What's that?
Did
Dusty,
you, say
you sounds like a college.
Yeah. Dusty, you.
And now, starting at guard from Dusty, you.
Where nobody's gonna ever pay their tuition back. Yeah. What's Dusty, you?
I didn't know if you had your can of corn or if you were.
Yeah, I'm going to D in Hannah Cavender.
Hey.
Oh, you might as well.
She's single.
She's single again.
And I know for a fact that I am so much better looking than Carson Beck.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. That's not a flex by Dusty because he thinks he's good looking. This guy's just ugly.
That guy looks like Timmy from South Park.
Live and lie, Timmy, live and lie.
Yeah.
Which maybe he was.
Lords of the Underworld, up Timmy. See, I'm gonna DM Hannah Cavender and see how it goes.
Smoking cannabis.
I'll be doing that too. Also, I'll be going to do nice things for people today. You never know. I've already maybe done it. I'll maybe do it again. You just never know. It's cool to
just
care.
Tweet it out.
Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It'll change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. Cody, Golden, Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.